Thanks, Elizabeth. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 18th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight: low 100 miles west of Bailey, 992, slow moving, filling, 993, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northeast 40s. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north at Cirra. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest, backing south, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. South or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, thundery showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. South or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle and fog banks, thundery showers at first in Wight. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, fog patches developing in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in far west Sole. Occasional rain and fog patches, thundery showers, except in Lundy. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in far southeast. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, but 6 at first in northwest Rockall. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches in Malin. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Malin. Bailey, south or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Ferrol, Faroes, south or southwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches in Ferrol. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Ferrol. Southeast, southeast Iceland, southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Northwest, southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south southwest 4, 7 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 3, slight rain, 11 miles, 1008, now rising. Lerwick, southwest, 5, 27 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by south, 2, 19 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Bridlington, calm, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 50 metres, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 3, 200 metres, 1,019. Jersey, northeast, 2, fog, 100 metres, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, 2, 1,019. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest, 3. Mist, 5 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east, 3. Slight showers, 1 mile, 1,010, falling. Ronald's Way, south by west, 3. Mist, 3 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Malin Head, south, 2. 22 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 18th of June. The general situation. Low pressure centred south of Iceland will bring a rather unsettled southerly or southwesterly flow across the British Isles. Occasional rain will affect the northwest, while drizzle and fog patches will linger around southern and western coastlines. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then rain at times, fog patches developing later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, then very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5. Showers, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, backing southeast for a time, 3 or 4. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, backing southerly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time near Great Yarmouth. Fog patches developing in southeast, thundery showers for a time in far southeast. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Occasional drizzle, fog banks developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, decreasing 2 at times in east, then occasionally 5 later near the Isles of Scilly. Occasional drizzle and fog banks, moderate to very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4 in the inner Bristol Channel, elsewhere southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times near Anglesey. Occasional rain and fog patches, thundery showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly for a time in Liverpool Bay, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in north and west. Occasional rain and fog patches, thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in south and east, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in north. Occasional rain and fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain at times and fog patches, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming south 4 to 6 later near the Mull of Kintyre. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Finally, Shetland Isles. South or southwest, backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, then rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Rosa Hunt.
Hello. On this day in 1815, a great battle was fought between the Duke of Wellington and Napoleon Bonaparte near the village of Waterloo in what is now Belgium. It turned out to be Napoleon's final defeat. Waterloo ushered in a long period of peace among the great powers of Europe, but at tremendous human cost. Tens of thousands were killed or wounded on one battlefield in a single day. The memory of the battle has persisted in British culture. London's Waterloo Station and Waterloo Bridge are named after it, and it gave rise to the phrase to meet your Waterloo, meaning to suffer a final defeat. I find it difficult to celebrate military victory which comes at such human cost, even when it leads to peace. But when the Swedish pop group ABBA wrote their song Waterloo, they gave the phrase a new twist. In this song, the narrator casts herself as Napoleon, and the person she's fallen for is the victorious army. Waterloo, I was defeated, you won the war, feels like I win when I lose. However we may feel about the power dynamics in this song, it is a reminder to us all that surrendering our own ego and desire for control to the life-changing power of genuine love may be the best thing that ever happens to us. Loving God in your Son, Jesus Christ, you showed us that victory over violence and evil